Hello, welcome once again to the CandidCast. We are continuing our study of the Zero to Hero series. And we are talking to Nigerians who have moved from zero to hero to guide us on their life journey. We benefit from their experience. It is said that experience is the best teacher, but none of us will live long enough to make all the mistakes. The only way to learn from experience, the best experience you can get is learning from the experience of others. That's why we have brought to you one of the foremost Nigerian entrepreneurs that have built a business that we can all relate with, the Lift Above Poverty Organization. This is Lapo Microfinance. The founder is in the studio with us. It's a privilege to have him teach us how he moved from where he was at zero to where today is a celebrated Nigerian. Join me to welcome Dr. Godwin Ehigamuso. You are welcome, sir.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you.
It's nice to have you in the studio. Your business is about growing wealth through borrowing. So with the current interest rate, will you still encourage beginners to borrow to run business?
Well, the first rule of success in business is that never borrow to start a business. The question people will now ask, where should a beginner get some money? The answer is simple. It is to focus on the money you can raise, first of all, from yourself. It could be savings. It could be that you plan a business, you don't have the money, but you say, look, I could put this off for the next 1-2 years, and I want to make some savings or whatever from whatever you're doing. That's number one. Number two is to also look at your inner circle, what we call the love fund. That is love fund, which is more from your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your parents, whatever. The good thing to begin, the good thing is that you don't really, in those sources, you don't have the pressure of interest rate. When you talk about, high interest rate, you don't also have the pressure of, very tight repayment structure, schedule. So it is advisable that you begin with raising money to do that. I had a lady in Benin. This is quite instructive. She left secondary school many years ago, and as such, she wanted to go into Tesla business. She decided to go back to the village and started typing rubber. And within a year or two, she was able to raise the money she needed, and she came back to Benin City and started the business, and she became very prominent. So the problem people think is that you could just, when they say, I don't have money, I can't begin, they just don't think about that this thing should come. And if you go to take loan, it's a disaster to start a business. The reasons are obvious, so there's no need, trying to say that. But you only borrow to grow your business.
Thank you very much, sir. The fund raising to start a business, you mentioned it's very instructive that a lady went into tapping rubber.
Yeah.
That a lot of people looking for capital will consider it too mania.
Yeah.
That nothing is mania for somebody who knows where he is going.
Because she was focused. She wanted to do what she wanted.
That's actually that you can move from zero to hero if you must shun pride.
And she did.
Yes, you must shun pride, you must be humble to do anything it takes to come out. That's the lesson I have taken from that, and I hope our audience are picking the same lesson. If you consider anything mania, you are not ready yet. So you also spoke about angel investors. How can a youth with brilliant ideas no connection, the parents are not in politics, how can they assess this angel fund we are talking about?
Well, the first thing, let's explain this. When you have angel investors, these are people obviously will have resources, and they also committed to investing such resources in bright business idea that, you know, a business idea that would eventually become, you know, big or what make impact later in life. What differentiate them, what put them aside from the conventional lending institution could be the emphasis on interest. All right. They don't really, many of them, their motivation is actually to see, get a bright idea with a, from a bright person, and then invest in this and eventually make it a success. So repayment, they don't, they are not also as very strict as that. At times, they may be, you know, very difficult to see, get back, especially in our environment. But I do know that there are certain people, even I think in Lagos here, who are actually, you know, using that to support enterprises. So one way, if eventually you have a bright idea, one way is to approach them. But our fence is also, like I said earlier, you begin with your money or the money from friends and from, you know, your inner circle, and then you go beyond that. Of course, when you move beyond that, you go, when you move beyond, you know, angel investors, you also have alternative to also see the venture capitalists, venture firms who also are dedicated to having an idea, evaluate those ideas, a business idea, especially on the context of viability, that's yeah. viable, and they do invest in such businesses.
Thank you very much, sir. The one of the weak points of borrowing in Nigeria is tenure.
Yeah.
Like in the U.S., you want to do a capital project, you can get funds for between 15 to 25 years. Mm-hmm. In Nigeria, they give you, some people are doing 1 year. Mm-hmm. And that, I recall that was one of the reasons why Forum failed. You remember the work of Forum? Forum was one of these housing, they took short-term funds,
three months
fund, and you go and use it to start housing estate.
Yes.
Coming into the house is the work of Forum.
Yeah.
And that work of Forum ended up collapsing. Is there anything you think can be done to extend the tenure of our credit as it is done in other climes for development?
Well, when you examine this, you need to have the totality, the context of the whole issue of financial intermediation. So essentially, when you come to lending, it is about taking money from the your left hand side, take it to yourself, and then you give it out to borrowers. So in most cases, the terms that you put before your borrowers is a reflection of what you did here, what you did here. So, and tenure is one of the critical terms when it comes to lending. The question we now ask, do we have patient capital from this left? Do we have today? You know, but whereas those other clients you are talking about, you know, when it comes to the issue of pension fund, which is pension fund is a very patient capital fund that you can therefore, when you have pension fund by your left, you take it by your left, when you are therefore also giving out to borrowers with your right, obviously that will reflect. So what we have today is that people go out, mobilize of deposit, regular deposit. Even if you talk about term deposit, could not even be more than 1 year when you talk about term deposit, you know. And so, obviously, the lender will also structure his own repayment schedule to reflect that short-term thing. So maybe eventually we will arrive there where there are sources of patient capital that can equally be given long-term loans to other people. So we all have to put up with what we have today. But what that has done to the structure of the economy is that you have more people who are actually involved in business of just buy and sell, rather than long-term investment.
Thank you very much, sir. We are making good progress, and I think it's becoming clear that anybody that is determined to grow can grow, particularly in our environment. Anybody can move from zero to hero. It's a personal choice. Yeah. And when you're determined to do it, you can do it. Then one of the things I've gotten from lending institutions is that Nigerians don't have the culture of loan repayment. Mm. Do you have that experience?
Of course. It's everywhere. I tend to, if you look at the numbers of financial institutions, especially in our space, that is microfinance bank, that have failed. They have failed not necessarily out of fraud. There could be an issue, but it's as a result of massive loan default. The tendency for our people is to think that when you take money from the bank, you do not have the obligation to make that repayment. That obligation is not very strong. And so that was a bit very rampant also in the microfinance sector when the NGOs in the 90s, we were one of them. But we got to a point, and I said that if we're going to succeed, we needed to ensure that we instill some level of credit discipline. And the way we do it, it was simple, is that we, in a very participatory manner, engage our clients, no ordinary women. And we said, look, we know that by your status, you cannot walk into any mainstream financial institution like commercial bank to borrow. But we are going to do something for you. We would take that for you. And when we give you, we have our own obligations. The obligation for us is that we will give you the money exactly when you need it. We will give you the money in sufficient quantum that reflects the assertive capacity of your business. We'll give you the money you want. But you will have two obligations. Obligation number one is that you use the money well. I knew very early in LAPO, a week or two after we disburse, we do a verification. We call it loan utilization monitoring. Okay. We visit to see whether your shop or whatever has reflected the money that you put in. That is one obligation you should have. The second obligation is that of repayment, complete with the principal and the interest. And so that was our. So we experience it as your way. And I think many people think that LAPO survived among the many NGOs, credit NGO then, because of our credit discipline approach.
Thank you. I think both the commercial banks also have a lot to learn in that administration. They put a lot of papers in place, but they still suffer a lot of default.
Yeah.
Then the diversion of funds, people borrow money to do business. And once the money comes, they leave the business, they go buy car because the neighbor bought car. How do we attend to such?
Well, that is very, when you are lending, what you do is that you look at the business, you look at everything. I think the bank, when they also talk of all the CCC, the one of the C's, C is character. It's character. And of course, when it comes to lending, Determining the character could actually be a bit difficult. You could use patterns, you know, for the pattern, but it could be very difficult. So, and in most cases, we have seen that in lending, one of the key reasons for default is loan diversion. Because this is clear. If, for instance, you tell me that you want to put S million, this loan, into this business, and you decided to use this somewhere else, especially businesses that will not make return, you're going to have problems. We usually use this example when we train our staff and our borrower those days. We say that if you borrow 20,000 at that time, and you said this is the business we want to use, and we know that if you really put 120,000 in that business will be able to generate and do that. But if you decide to invest only 10,000 in that business, and you take 10,000 to begin to move blocks in the plot your husband had, so what you are expecting eventually is that you are asking a business that took only 10,000 to make repayment of 20,000. And obviously that will be difficult. So we need to do, and that is why loan utilization monitoring at the early stage of LAPO was very, very important.
Okay.
That you go and verify, because our understanding is this: if the loan is properly utilized, then it takes away the two factors where people don't pay. There's two reasons why people default their pay. One is inability to make repayment. So if you use loan utilization very well, the challenge of inability to pay will be out of the way. The other one is unwillingness to repay. That can be dealt with if your borrower has the capacity to repay and is unwilling. There's a way you can approach that.
Okay. Finally, on this episode, I want to ask, there are people who genuinely, they borrow money, they want to do business, and eventually they default, not because they are, like you mentioned, inability to pay. That inability just came on them. They were helpless. Yeah. What factors could lead to such helplessness? Because the feasibility study or the document they submitted didn't show that it could go that way, but eventually it went that way.
So you can actually classify those the factors that lead to that into two. The first thing is probably the humor. You may not know that. It could be a poor choice of business. It may be that could have been reflected when you are appraising the business plan. But if you fail to do that, that could be. The second is poor management, especially financial management, which obviously could also, you know, move to the whole issue of diversion was made.
Yeah.
Okay, that. But the other category, this has nothing to do with the borrower. These are things that you never expected. Okay? For instance, the COVID thing. Nobody expected it.
Yeah.
But it has a very devastating impact on businesses and the capacity of businesses to meet their obligation, inclusive of repayment. The other could disaster. I remember very early in LAPO 2, we created a risk management fund.
Okay.
So if a woman had fire, what was very common was fire in the marketplace.
Mm.
So what we therefore do is to, first of all, wipe out the loan that was taken, and then we give the person a new loan.
Okay.
So we also had cases, they are going from Lagos to Benin, they have robbery cases. And so the money is taken. So we make an arrangement to avoid that inability to repay. We wipe out the outstanding of the old loan and we give a new loan. So that was one way we managed dealing with disaster. Factors that are beyond
the control
the control of the borrower.
When you talk about wipe out the old, because I mentioned one of the stories I heard of Michael Ibru when he was starting his fish business was borrowing from ACB. He lost the money, went back to ACB and said, if you give me loan, I will pay the first and the second. But if you don't give me loan, I'm completely helpless.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they gave him another loan. And he paid the first and the second. Wipe out in this sense, you mean?
Yeah, because it's not when to be repaid? Put a risk, when you put a risk management, okay, there's a simple thing. Even now, we do it. We insure a loan. You insure a loan. So if the insurance is purely against certain conditions that has happened, so if it does happen. No, you just take that away. The insurance.
The insurance piece.
Yeah, there's a very strong microinsurance company that deal with such things. So that is it. What you are doing is that you are taking the burden of the money that was lost to disaster.
Okay.
From the business the borrower, and it's like starting afresh. It's much better, but it's still important that if you have a situation like what you have just described, it's still better than not giving at all. But the reality is this. It is not just for the benefit of that borrower. It's actually for also the benefit of the lender. Because if you do not do that, you're going to lose entirely that money.
That customer.
Yeah.
And you're wiping out the old loan.
Yes.
We make that small business to become a big business tomorrow that is tied and attached to you, emotionally and financially.
Exactly.
It's obligated.
Because very early, too, what we were able to create was that our borrowers, those in the 90s and even, we are not seeing LAPO as an other organization lending. They saw LAPO as our organization.
Yeah.
So we try to use various things to create that identifying with us as an institution. And it paid off.
Thank you very much, sir. This is where we draw the curtain on today's episode of the Candid Cast. We appreciate you, guest, Dr. Godwin Ahigamoso, for showing up and sharing your wealth of knowledge with Nigerians. We hope together we'll make Nigeria a better place. And thank you, audience, for staying tuned to the Candid Cast. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes ahead.
We appreciate your support and can't wait to share more insights with you soon.